All right, friends, it's time for another episode of the Banana Republic. It's Friday the 7th of August. You're listening to the Banana Republic, as I said, also 9R Radio or Rollies Radio. And last week, I absolutely messed up my transmission before it was even born. I saved the file and it didn't save, or it did save, but it saved it in multiple segments and I abandoned ship. So here I am with the episode that should have been Friday the 1st and of August, but alas, it is in fact Friday the 7th of August. So enjoy, and we'll start from this point on, and all mistakes are included. So that's what you get with the Banana Republic. Good morning. It's midnight and it's Friday the 31st of July, the last day of the month. And I would like to say that this is a single take show, which means the mistakes will stay. It's Rolly. It's the Banana Republic. It's Nana Radio. And it's Rolly's Radio, all of those things at once, and one in each to all, whichever you choose it to be. And it's 5:56 here in Australia a.m., which means that all you fine folks who are living in UTC time will be surfacing, or at least starting your day, in about 4 hours, six hours time, you'll be surfacing, and it'll be midnight there, and the beginning of your July the 31st of the year 2026, and anyone who listens to the show knows that it's been sporadic. On and off. I shall be going to work later, so at 8 o'clock I'll wander to work, and I might persuade, and I think Jonathan has mentioned several times that he'd like to continue doing the show with me. So if we find time in our 10 o'clock day, which will be your midnight, we will do that for you. But we're 2 minutes into the show already, so that's enough of an introduction. And I shall see you further down the track.
Thank you.
Doctor, doctor, take a look at my soul. I have been in winter. In fact, this morning when I checked, it was 11 degrees outside. And as I say, winter, and have a fire going downstairs. Have the cat at the end of my bed. I have coffee beside me as I record. I will be preparing to go to work later, and that's one of my delights. I really enjoy going to work for some reason. And it's Friday. It's Friday here, which means the weekend, and I have an appointment with my boss at 12:30, which I look forward to. And that's a weekly thing, and we've missed quite a few because our calendars have just been otherwise occupied, and it's been the holidays, and we've come back. I think we're in week two of school. And the team is going really well. I have five in my team and six including myself, and we're doing loads of interesting things from my point of view. Loads of automation. That's what I've been banging on about lately. Automation, automation, automation. And my team have taken up that mantra and are doing just that, which is exciting. And we live in exciting times right now, don't we, with our with our AI that we can use as an assistant for those of us who dare to step outside of the plain old text world that we are used to living in, or at least where we were. I suppose some of us were birthed in the old plain old text world. I remember my earliest introduction to computers was DOS. And the early version of DOS, of course, was just very, very dull. From our perspective, anyway, or from a youngster's perspective today. And the other thing that I have been lacking is the old beach. I have not been going to the beach very much. Been going out to the coast a lot for the weekends, and we went to a house and looked after this giant dog, a bull Arab cross pointer, and what a friendly and nice dog, but very, very big and very needy. And a monstrous thing lying on the bed. So that was a bit of house sitting we did. It was quite pleasant. And I did tons of walks on the beach, and kept myself and my wife amused for most of that time, and the dog. That was one thing. Prior to that, we had some. A good friend come down from Melbourne, or as they say, up from Melbourne, and she had a weekend with us, and we went to stay at the beach because I've been busy with my bathroom, and the bathroom has taken a lot longer to do than I'd hoped. And of course, I've got the outside bathroom, but with all my problems with the council, I had to make a new bathroom. And leave that as a shed for now. And the new bathroom is in a different location, and the kids are warming up to that as well, and the family. So it's got a shower and a bath and a sort of like a hot tub jacuzzi thing, and it's a reprieve while I fix the bathroom. The reason I get hyper about the bathroom is because it's full of asbestos. At least I'm not sure what it is, but I don't want to take a chance. And I am a little bit how do you say, neurotic? I don't know if that's the right word, but you know, if I get exposed to something, I think I've got germs on me all the day long, or that I've got stuff going in my lungs all the day long and at night too, and it really disturbs me. In fact, there's a guy I know who I noticed washes his hands, and he washes them really well. And I often see him doing that. And he's in his 30s, and he's got lovely good hands, you know. And I kind of like sidled up to him and said, you know, I noticed you do that. And, well, basically, I gave him 2 cents worth. And I said, what it's like. Because I can be a bit like that sometimes. And you kind of like get a handle on it and just leave it behind and it goes away. So he was really appreciative that somebody else, that was a few months ago now, but anyway, a good fella. And yeah, so you can imagine what I'm like with asbestos. It's just, yeah, you know. All right, let's move on, hey? Well, with any luck, that's what I'll be singing about DIY. And when my bathroom's finished and and spring arrives and I can get on with doing the things that I like doing, like going to the beach and taking long walks and cycle rides and enjoying the spring's sunshine and the summer heat and sweating my guts out and going to Nando's and zebra crossing and tea rooms and cafes. Talking about tea rooms and cafes, we found a really nice English cafe in Marichydor along the Broadwalk, or at least along the Marichy River. And it was a high tea cafe, and you could order high teas, and I don't know, it's 120 bucks for two people, but all the delights out of England, and very English people owned it, and youngsters working there. It was really nice, and I plan to visit that again, Lydia and I, and enjoy that. So, I had to make a correction because I said to you my first introduction to computers was DOS, and in a way, it was when I really started, you know, messing around with it. But prior to that, my dad dragged home, many years before that, in fact, a Commodore 64. It was an 80, who knows what the heck it was. It was an ugly looking thing, and I know people rage about them. But it was the Commodore just prior to the fun games, I believe. And it never really interested me. And prior to that, my dad had this very large, what looked like an old-fashioned sewing machine. So it was a U shape on its side, and you actually sat into it. And on the side, on the right-hand side, there was a console that opened up from the floor up to your waist, say, and in it, it had all sorts of motherboards and circuit boards that you pulled out and memory things that you could. It was a